Access.
KC.
TR. KC, N0TR. T, N0TR. TR clear.
KB2HXS. 4BWA, KB2HXS.
KO4WWC, you listening?
KJ4CTD, N0TR. I'm just sitting here listening to the loud bass of some idiot playing their music beside me. And speaking of which, I better turn mine down. Oh, headed down to get the Earl changed in the Avalon. Wyatt, are you at work today?
At my annual inspection. Thankfully, you know, the only thing they really complained about was paperwork. So, that was good.
If you're dealing with the government, that is good. I gotta turn right up Wade Hampton here and get on to Gap Creek and head down towards Duncan. Oh, I did a little repair on the refrigerator this afternoon. Had a technician come out yesterday to fix the ice maker. Discovered a broken wire in the door. So they don't replace the broken wire. They replace the door for $380. Plus a $100 service call to figure it out, and then another $100 service call to come back. No, I can fix that myself. We'll just let that go for now. Well, I'm never going to buy another LG.
About the price of a brand new fridge?
Try $3K.
Shopped for new fridges in a long time.
Biden era, you know. Oh, I'd say $2,000 to $3,000 was probably in the ballpark, Wyatt, for most of them.
Things that have TVs in them that nobody can figure out why there's a TV in the fridge. I'm just asking. I know, anyway, you know, I've been doing a renovation, and thankfully we haven't needed appliances, but to get any of the materials is like pulling teeth.
Well, I didn't want to mess with it. I just figured it was something simple, and the wire loom's not that simple to try to pull another wire in down there. So I did a little fudge on it, and should work. It hasn't yet filled the ice maker yet. The wire to the solenoid was bad, and it looks like it's about a, I don't know, 20-gauge wire, something like that. I don't even think it's 18. But at any rate, I got around it. Now I'm just waiting to see if it finally has the smarts to go ahead and fill itself and work. Wyatt, I'm down here at Duncan at Sims Automotive, so I got to let you go. Have a good afternoon and safe one. KJ4TDD, N0TR. 73's Wyatt.
Alright, Tom, we'll catch you later. Catch you for CTV Mobile.
Hey, name's Ryan. How you doing?
I'm KJ for CTV Mobile.
It's November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, N4QNV. Yeah, I just got a replacement fridge within the last month, and that was $2,600. And I can guarantee you there's no TV screen anywhere near it.
Just hoping since everybody's talking about fridges, that mine doesn't kill them up front.
Two of the things that I laugh at when I'm watching TV and I get a commercial coming on, that, you know, if you're too lazy to open the door and look, you have major issues other than refrigerator.
I'd be a geek about such things, and, you know, occasionally it'd be nice if there was, like, a barcode scanner, so that every time you put something in the fridge, it would scan it, and then when it noticed that you didn't put it back in the fridge, it would say, hey, don't forget to go order some more orange juice.
It sounded like a Walmart distribution center.
The only reason I can see to have any kind of smarts in a fridge.
it's been, I'll say, we moved up here in 97 and had to replace the fridge, so we got 25 years out of the last one we had, so we were due. So I was kind of sticker shocked when I saw that my wife signed up there.
You know, it lasts maybe 15 years if you're lucky. Thankfully, knock on wood, my outdoor freezer is still kicking, and it's been kicking for 20-some-odd years. It might be 25 years. I think I bought it before I got married.
Garage fridge lasted a little over 6 years, so I wasn't too thrilled with that. I thought for sure I'd at least get, you know, closer to 10.
This is the throwaway generation. You get it? You use it for 5 years, yeah. Throw it away, get a new one.
And with the little stuff for throwaways. But for appliances, yikes. We had Whirlpool washer and dryer. And when we had the thing repaired a couple times, each time they came to repair and said, don't ever get rid of this if you can. He said, they don't make them like this anymore.
Replace a heater, and seems like it was a thermistor in the dryer, once each. And, you know, and then the last time I looked at the price of clothes dryers, they were expensive. And it's like, you know, they're just a tub that turns around in a heater. Why? How in the world can they possibly be that expensive?
I agree. It's, everything gets more complicated as well as expensive. I wanted to put an extra 2-meter rig of my wife's Honda Pilot. And there are so many wires going inside because of all the electrical work. And just to get to the battery post, I had to take off one cover, take off the air scoop, take off the battery cover. I decided that I think I'll just use a little handheld if I ever want one.
Ah, that's funny. Yeah, I know that. Ryan, it's good talking to you, but I am at the grocery store. Let me run in here and get some stuff. KJ4CTD, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, good to chat with you. Again, it's N4QNV, Brian, and you have a good one. I'm running my youngest grandchild at the church to pick up my wife and do something before we take him home. So you have a good one. And again, it's N4QNV, and I'll be clear.